I'm Frances Marshall. I'm a local, very, very local. I have lived in Shepherdstown all my life. My title is Reference and Special Collections Librarian. I oversee both archives, both the Shepherd University and the West Virginia Archive. They're both closed archives. They are climate controlled, and there's only enough space for one person in there at a time. And that should be the librarian who is hunting down stuff for a patron. I'm slowly working on a display of the year 1918, specifically geared toward Shepherd. Apparently there was a pandemic flu in 1918. Okay, there were two bouts of it in town. The first was considered far more severe, but the second one happened in around December and November of that year, and it took one of the professors, Professor Duke, who had begun the Kahungaruta. He passed on January 1st, 1919. Thomas Miller had closed the school a little early, found this out in the register. He'd closed the university early, well, what would have been then the college, early for Christmas. And when they came back, Professor Duke was dead. But they also had multiple students and alumni pass from that particular flu. And it's listed in the college picket of 1919. There is an entire 8 pages dedicated first to Professor Duke and his memory, and then to everybody else who'd passed away.
And talk a little bit about this room. This is the newest addition.
Mm-hmm. So the germ of this idea was, we need a single space where anybody can come and do the research. We also have to have somebody in here at all times.
And why do you think it's important for these collections to be available for people?
Because otherwise it would be a shut collection. We'd have it, but nobody'd be able to actively see it, use it, touch it, discover on their own. You need the material to be seen and used, or it's not doing its job. Just sitting around in a closet is not doing its job. It's sitting there in a closet.
What's its job?
Its job is to show and basically inform a researcher or anyone looking at it that this is a tangible object. This is somebody that, this is something somebody else touched, somebody else used, somebody else thought about and considered, and they found it worthy enough of notice to put this down, to take a photo, to memorialize in some fashion their life and the life of other people. We're all storytellers. Those stories need to be out there.